Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
How do we get back into manifestation mode when we have zero control in our life?
We have to use the circumstances that we're living in as an opportunity to go further in our own personal development. Let me unpack this for you. To truly manifest means that you feel good. Feeling good means your energy's free, you're inspired, you are receptive, and therefore attracting towards you what you desire. So if we're in a place now where we feel like we're out of control, we're trying to get control, we're in the opposite of that manifestation state, which I refer to as being a super attractor. We're no longer connected to that power. So the way back to that power is to put our personal growth first, not go out and try to force anything or do anything out there to find control, but to turn inward, to go deeper and identify what's unresolved, work out what needs to be healed, bring forth to the surface the truth of what's up so that we can show up for it, and get back to a baseline of feeling safe, a baseline of feeling joy, a baseline of connection, rather than thinking that I have to go get control over something. We have to return to who we are.
And what happens when we try to control, whatever it may be, when we try to control everything on the outside, but we're constantly in trigger mode, things affect us so deeply, what's happening on the outside internally, will that give us a sense of control if we have everything under control, but we're still triggered by everything?
When we're triggered, we try to find control because it's a way of staying safe. Being triggered in any form is really just an activation of a sense of being unsafe. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do in that moment is go try to control our relationship or go try to control our food or go do something to feel safe. And that also can come in the form of addictive behavior like overeating or drinking too much to anesthetize and numb out that feeling of being unsafe, that feeling of being activated and triggered in a wound, in a place of fear, ultimately. What we want to really begin to recognize is the reasons that we get triggered, and then find tools, self-soothing tools, self-help methods, breath practices for self-regulation, regulating our own nervous system, our energy, our field in those moments so that we don't live from trigger to trigger to trigger to trigger to trigger. We've been in this constant state of hyper arousal, fight, flight, freeze, reactivity. There's two ways you can show up for this. You can numb out and drink and use and anesthetize yourself in whatever way you do, or you can show up. And when I say show up for yourself, show up for the unresolved parts of yourself, show up for the painful stuff, show up in your therapy, show up on a show like this, show up in a self-help book, show up through a 30-day contemplative practice, whatever it is that you are guided to actually take action with it. So we had two choices, and we still have that choice. Even if it's been a year of numbing out, you can choose again right now.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.